Well, this is that time of the service where we always just take a moment as the church family and spend just a minute intentionally setting our hearts before God, expressing to Him what we're thankful for. And we normally have somebody come up from the congregation and do that, and we're going to do that this morning. I'm going to ask Fabienne to come up, if you would. We don't normally have them coming down front, but this one is going to be a little bit different for us this week. And this one is extra special for me. And Fabienne is, and I've had her come up front partly because I know many of you don't know her. She hasn't been coming here super long. I think they started coming in January. But she is an exchange student from Germany. The way she came to be here is miraculous. And she is actually, she has been staying with my brother Nick, my sister-in-law Martha, and their two girls, Nora and Liv, my nieces, since August. And unbeknownst to Nick and Martha, I have been praying for them and their family for years, that basically God would just move in their family. And had I picked how He would do that, it never would have even crossed my mind that He would use a 17-year-old girl from Germany to do that. But that is what He has done. And so this is kind of a double thanksgiving, because I am eternally grateful for that miraculous work that He has done through Fabienne, and also in them starting to come to Eastwood here and there. And so it is truly, I am truly grateful for that. So Fabienne, you told me when you were 10 or younger, saw America on YouTube, and knew then she wanted to come here. And so that was seven years ago or more. That has been kind of formulating in her heart. God has been kind of bubbling that up in her heart. And in Germany, they go to school in high school for 13 years, or they go to school for 13 years. Here we go for 12. Well, her parents made the decision that it would be good time to go for her 11th grade year, which is what she just completed at Central High School. So she made application about a year prior to coming here with this organization called International Experience. She did all the interviews and everything that was necessary, got accepted, and then waited and waited and waited. It took about a year for her to finally get placed with a family. So she got placed with a family in North Carolina. The week she was supposed to leave Germany and come to North Carolina, that family backed out. And it looked like it was quite possible that she wasn't even going to get to come to America. Well, Nick and Martha, they were not directly connected to this organization. They weren't thinking about having an exchange student, but Martha has a very good friend that's a director here locally from the ball field. They just know each other. And that friend just started sharing Fabienne's story with them, and something stirred in their hearts. So they said, we'll take her. About 48 hours before kind of the deadline was going to pass, Fabienne hops on a plane less than 48 hours later and finds herself in Chattanooga, which is pretty cool, which is pretty miraculous. Well, at that time, Martha sends an email to our whole family updating everybody on this occurrence, which is a big occurrence. Well, she decided to use my AOL email, which those still exist. I haven't checked that in years, so I didn't get it. So for 2 or 3 months, I didn't even know Fabienne was here. I had no idea this was occurring, and then I found out about it. So the first time I met Fabienne was at Thanksgiving. She got here in August, and it was pretty much just a normal family Thanksgiving gathering, and we just shared pleasantries and that. But between Thanksgiving and Christmas, I found out that she was in church in Germany, and so at Christmas gathering, I started asking her about it. And she seemed interested, and so I invited her to come to our youth group. I invited her to come to church, and she did. Now, she was anxious about it. She was hesitant. I texted with Martha quite a bit, but they finally came. And she has gotten connected, and God has done a miraculous, miraculous work through her and in her and also in their family because of this connection. So I know that's a long introduction. You're probably sitting there going, just let me talk so I can sit down. But I'm going to hand it to you now. So I just want you to express, Fabienne, what you are grateful to God for and why you are here to worship.
Okay, so I'm so thankful to share this moment with you, to share what God has done in my life. So I got recently asked how God influenced my life. And that question actually hit me, because if I think about it, He influenced my whole life in every possible way. So before I came to the United States, I already believed in God. But since I'm a part of this family church, It's not just something I believe in my head, it's something I really feel in my heart every day. And that gives me so much peace and hope for every day. And I'm just so thankful that God placed me right here at this exact church. And with those exact people, I'm so grateful for my friends and all these people here. Because over this year, I've grown so much. I've grown in any way, but especially I learned that God's plan is the best plan, to trust in God's plan and to give him the control, even though you don't understand everything, just give him the control because his plan is the best. But one of the most things I'm so thankful for is that God used me in my own family. That I see my siblings going to church and my family, that they got curious about faith, and that's just been so much to me. And it's just so special to see how God is gently working in their hearts and to see how they grow through God. And not because I did anything, but God is working through us when we're willing. And I just want to say thank you, God. I thank him for leading me here. I thank him for being by my side and for giving me this home and this church family. And for showing me that his plan is always the best. And I may be leaving soon, but I'm not leaving alone because God is with me wherever I go. And that gives me so much hope, peace, and confidence, whatever comes next. Thank you.
Well, the reason we're doing this today is because this is Fabienne's last Sunday here at Eastwood, at least for now. And she's going to be, her parents are coming over, they're going to do some traveling, and then she's going to be going back to Germany. She's got two more years of school, and she doesn't know where she's going to end up, but she would love to come back to the States for college. So, and she'll probably visit from time to time. One thing I want to share, and I know this is going a little bit long, but I was talking to Nick, and he was just describing what he has seen in Fabienne, and it was God. He said he just sees God in her, that he'll walk into a room and she'll be doing Bible study with Nora, their older daughter, who's 10. If Nora has a problem or an issue, she goes to Fabienne. They've come into this church community and they have been welcomed and received and experienced God through that. And I can't read that note from here, so I'm glad I typed it on my phone because I knew I wouldn't be able to see that from here. This is a note that Nora wrote to Fabi about her time here. It says, "Dear Fabi, I love that you have come to my house, because if you didn't, I never would have started going to church or studying God or Jesus if it weren't for you. And I'm just thankful because you helped me see God like I never have." And that's a powerful, powerful impact for a 17-year-old exchange student from Germany to have. And so I just want to thank you for letting God use you, for getting into this congregation and becoming friends with these girls especially. And so we're going to pray over her, send her off with prayer. So I'm going to ask those girls especially that are close to her, if you want to come down and pray over her, you can. Anybody else that really wants to, if you're close down here and can make it down here quickly, feel free to huddle around her. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for just the unique ways we see you work sometimes. To bring a 17-year-old high school student all the way from Germany to Chattanooga, Tennessee, and to see you move and work in so many miraculous ways, to work in her life, to work in the lives of her friends here, to work in the family that brought her in, that hosted her, that loved her, that allowed her to immerse herself as part of their family. Thank you, Lord, for all of that. And as she leaves, Lord, we just pray for your special empowerment in her life. We send her off not as someone going away, but as an extension of our family. And we pray, God, that you fill her so full of the Holy Spirit every moment of every day, that wherever she goes, people see the light of Jesus. Be with her, protect her, help her have an impact in her family, help her have an impact in her church family, or maybe even another church family. Whatever your plan is, Lord, I pray that you guide and direct her, that you guard and protect her heart, and that the things that she learned about you here, the things that she experienced of you here, as she carries them with her. We'd love to see her come back. We ask that you do that. We ask that you bring her back at some point to visit with us or maybe even be a part of this family one day. But whatever your plan is, Lord, we pray that she is submitted to it, to your will. We pray for Nick and Martha and Nora and Liv, that the legacy that Fabian has already left with them, that it carries on, that they continue to see Jesus at work in their lives, that they continue to see your hand on them, and that their relationship with you grows and deepens in powerful ways. God, through all of this, you get the glory, and we praise you in Christ's name. Amen.